Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Today we will be discussing the USFL Week 10, the regular season finale will be this weekend, and we have four games. All of them are affecting the playoff race. So we will go over the schedule, and we will attempt to go over the playoff scenarios. There's basically at least seven different playoff scenarios, because seven different teams can qualify for the playoffs based on the results of this weekend. So let's first get into the standings. Starting off with the South, Birmingham has clinched a playoff spot. They lead the South with a 7-2 record. And the Breakers are second at 6-3. Houston and Memphis are both at 5-4, and both suffered big losses this past weekend, huge losses. Had they both won, it would have really thrown the whole South playoff race into, I guess, USFL chaos. So the playoff scenarios, let's go over the North Division next. And then in the North, the Stars currently lead that division at 4-5. The Generals are at 3-6. The Maulers 3-6, and the Panthers 3-6. So three teams tied for second. Now, here are some of the playoff scenarios. The Stallions, with a win, clinched the Southern Division regular season title, which I suppose was good, but it really won't mean much, because let's say they lose to Houston and New Orleans wins, New Orleans clinches the second playoff spot in the South. Well, the Stallions will face the Breakers for the second year in a row. That game will be in Birmingham, regardless of who finishes first or second. So it's just a nominal championship at this point. But the Stallions have at least clinched the tie for the South. So the Breakers playoff scenario is, as we just mentioned, if a win and you're in. The Stallions, a win, and you win the division. Now, if the Stallions lose to Memphis this weekend, and New Orleans defeats Houston, then New Orleans is the division champion and obviously the number one seed in the South, and obviously they are in the playoffs. All right, now if this is where the scenarios get a little more complicated. If the Gamblers defeat New Orleans and the Stallions defeat the Showboats, not exactly sure what the tiebreakers would be on that, but you would have a tiebreaker. So let's go back to that scenario. So the Gamblers win. They will be tied with the Breakers, with the win over the Breakers. If the Stallions defeat the Showboats, the Stallions are number one seed. They're already in the playoffs. The Showboats are eliminated. So it would come down to a tiebreaker between the Gamblers and the Breakers. And I looked at the tiebreakers, and there's at this time it's unknown, because it'll be based on the results from this weekend. Now, if the Gamblers defeat the Breakers and then the Showboats defeat the Stallions, the Stallions are in with the New Orleans loss. I mean, they're already in the playoffs, but they're the number one seed. So let me reiterate. If the Showboats defeat the Stallions and the Gamblers defeat the Breakers, so your two lower-seeded teams defeat the two higher-seeded teams, you will have a three-way tie for that second playoff spot between the Gamblers, the Breakers, and the Showboats. Stallions will be the number one seed regardless. If in any Breakers loss, the Stallions are in, regardless of whether they win or lose. So the Stallions are in the playoffs. They await their playoff opponent. And again, that would come down to tiebreakers in the three-way tie of the Gamblers, Breakers, and Showboats, which will be determined by, if that happens, it'll have to be determined by this weekend's results. All right, now over in the north, the Stars win, and they're in the playoffs. And they also clinched the division title or number one seed in the north. Now, if the Generals must defeat the Maulers in order to clinch the playoffs, I believe that would be, I believe they have a win-in-you're-in scenario. So the Generals win, they're in, Maulers would be out. Now, if the Maulers win, they would be over the Generals. The Generals would be out, and the Maulers are in. Okay, so stick with me. So the winner of the Maulers and Generals, the winner looks like they're going to be in the playoffs, and it's a possibility that one of those teams can end up being the top seed if the Stars lose. Now, the Stars play the Panthers. So as we said, if the Stars win, they are in the playoffs, and they clinch the Northern top seed. And a win, they would be playing the Panthers. So a win over the Panthers would be out. If the Panthers defeat the Stars, then you would have at least a three-way tie. So I believe the winner of the Maulers Generals are in, and I'm not sure who would be in with the Panthers Stars. It would come down to tiebreakers, which would be based on the results from this weekend. So, again, you know, depend on points and who wins and who loses, common opponents, that sort of thing. So I suppose if you're the USFL, this is good because you have all eight teams in contention right down to the final week, just like the XFL where they have all eight teams, and it came down to each game. It came down to the final game, that Sunday night game with Seattle and I think Vegas. So the three winning year ends that we know of, I believe, are the Stallions, the Breakers, the Stars, and I think the Maulers are Generals, so there might be five teams. Other teams will need help, like the Gamblers and Showboats need help, but a win over for the Gamblers, a win over the Breakers would put them in strong position. And let's look at total points right now. So in the South, you have Stallions of 260. They're already in. The Breakers are at 220. Gamblers, 213. Showboats are at 170. So if it comes down to points scored, so far the Breakers have the edge. Now if you have difference in points, so margin in points, the Breakers have the advantage there again. They have a plus 46 in terms of points scored versus points allowed. The Gamblers are actually 6 points below. They're at negative six. And the Showboats are at negative 16. And then in terms of the division records, they're all pretty even. So the Breakers at 3-2, Gamblers 2-3, Showboats 2-3. So if Gamblers win over the Breakers, both would end up at 3-3. Showboats win over the Stallions, puts them at 3-3 as well. Obviously, with a loss, they're out. So it looks like in case of a three-way tie, it would come down to points, and the edge would be for the Breakers. And, again, that's right now. So we don't know the results of this weekend. If Houston beats them 40-0, that could change things. Over in the North, the Stars have scored the most points at 200, Generals 181, Maulers 151, Panthers 148. All four teams are in the minus in terms of points allowed, point differential or point margin. The Stars are at negative 35, Generals at negative 5, Maulers negative 21, and the Panthers are at negative 47. And then Generals and Maulers are both 3-2 in the division. Stars and Panthers are 2-3. So I believe if the Stars lose, the winner of Maulers and Generals would make the playoffs or win the division because of the division record. The winner would have a 4-2 division record, and neither the Stars nor the Panthers can match that with a win. So let's look at the – I hope that was not too complicated. Winning, you're in, and hope for help, or just winning, you're in. All right, so this weekend's schedule, you have – these are Central Time at noon on USA. Pittsburgh is the road team against New Jersey. That will be at Canton, Ohio. Second game on Saturday tomorrow will be on Fox at 3 p.m. Central. Birmingham on the road at Memphis. And then Sunday's schedule on FS1 at 3 o'clock Central. It will be New Orleans technically on the road in Memphis against Houston. And then your fourth final game of the weekend will be Philadelphia Stars at Ford Field in Michigan to take on the Panthers it'll be 6 o'clock on Fox. So by that fourth game, we will know the results of the South playoffs. And the playoffs are the same as they were last year. They will be Saturday, June 24th at 7 o'clock Central on NBC and Peacock. And the other semifinal will be Sunday, June 25th, 6 o'clock on Fox. The Northern semifinal will be on Saturday at Canton. The Southern semifinal will be in Birmingham. And then the championship game will be on NBC and Peacock on Saturday, July 1st in Canton, Ohio, just like it was last year, on NBC Peacock at 7 o'clock Central. So, just some notes here. The South won the head-to-head series versus the North for the second straight year. Last year, the South won the series 10-6. This year, they won 13-3. And the 13-3 margin is the same as the XFL. This year, only it was the XFL North that won the season series 13-3. So if you want to look at the total, USFL South versus North. The USFL South has dominated. They are 23-9. And overall, if you count the XFL South and North series, the Southern teams lead the Northern teams overall 26-22. So that's your USFL wrap up for week 10. Regular season finale. Should be an exciting weekend. We won't know all the results until the final game and Sunday. So, once again, four games. The Stallions, the defending USFL champions, await their playoff opponent, and we have no idea who's going to be in from the North yet. It could be any matchup between any of these four teams. So I think this playoff format works well. It's definitely unpredictable. And if you're a fan of any one of these teams, your team has a chance to make the playoffs this weekend. And then if they make the playoffs, they have a chance to win the championship and follow the example of the Arlington Renegade in the XFL. Anyways, everyone have a good weekend and enjoy the games. Bye-bye.